Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Dalid, 9 lines from the top of Daf Dalid and Aleph, and Mesechtes Menachos began almost exactly like Mesechtes Zvachim, as the Mishnah Mesechtes Zvachim started, called Zvachim Shnezbechu Shle Lishman Kshirais, El Shle Olu Labayim Lishem Chiva, Chutz Min HaPesach U Min HaChatas, and similarly our Mishnah began, called Menachos Shekamatzai Shle Lishman Kshirais, El Shle Olu Labayim Lishem Chiva, Chutz Min Minchas Chaytei of a Karban Eilu V'Yared, and a Minchas Kenois of a Saita, and if one had Kavana Shle Lishma, then you could not continue to perform any avodos and could not eat the shrayim. In Masechtas Zvachim, we already discussed the makuris for the psul of Shlei Lishmon by a Karm Pesach and by a Karm Chatos. Our Gemara will now bring makuris as to the psul of Shlei Lishmoi by Minchas Choyte and Minchas Kenois. And let's keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that although Minchas Choyte is Baal Achid, but it's not a Karm Chatos, and it is a Mincha, and similarly, even though the Minchas Kenois is brought by a Soita as part of the process of the Ashkar Soita, and the Torah states, is Mascaras Ovarin, however, it's also not a Korban Chatos, and therefore the Makor that we had in Masechtas Zvachim B'negeya Korban Chatos doesn't apply to these Menachos. Our Gemara now begins and explains Bishleim Minchas Choyte Chatos Kari Rachmana, as the Pasuk B'negeya Dali Dali states in Pashas Vayikra, Vim Lois Sasi Yadu L'Shtei Serim O'i L'Shnei B'nei Yoyna Behevis Kabone Ashechotah Asir Seif V'Soy L'Shechatos Lo Yosum Ola Hashem V'Lo Yitin Lo Alavayno Ki Chatos Hi. The Gemara is bothered Al Minchas Kenois Minolon, and the Gemara explains that Bishleima Benegeya Minchas Choyte, we have a makor that Shaloi Lishmoi would be puzzle, as the Pasuk in Pashva Yikra teaches us, if someone is extremely poor and they're Bedali Dalois, then instead of bringing a regular Korban Chatos of a Kizbo Seira as an usher, and instead of a Dal who brings two Eifais, Echel Chatos for Echel Oila, someone that can't even afford two birds will bring a Korban Mincha. And as we saw, the Pasuk ends off, Ki Chatos Hi, that this Mincha has a din like a Chatos, and therefore the Psul Shaloi Lishmoi applies to the Minchas Choyte, just like applies to a regular Korban Chatos, and as Rashi states, Ma Chatos Psula Shloi Lishma, Afi Psula Shloi Lishma, and it would seem from Rashi that Rashi is pointing out the same concept that we mentioned previously, that certainly Minchas Choyte is not an actual Korban Chatos. However, the Maisa, since the Pasuk states, Ki Chatosi, therefore it has a din like a Korban Chatos, and therefore the Psula Shloi Lishma would apply to Minchas Choyte. However, the Gemara is bothered that how do we know that the Psula Shloi Lishma applies as well to a Minchas Kenois, where the Torah doesn't mention anything about a Chatos. And the Gemara responds, the Tani Tana Kamedra of Nachman, Minchas Kenois, Moistris Nadava, and Amalei, Shapika Amrit, as Mascaris Oving Sibba, Uve Chatos Ksibba, Isin Nosalachem, Lasis Savina Ida. Therefore, we learn, Ma Chatos, Moistris Nadava, Af Minchas Kenois, Moistris Nadava, and in addition, Uke Chatos, Ma Chatos, Psula Shleib Lishma, Af Minchas Kenois, Psula Shleib Lishma. The Gemara explains that the Meir, who is an expert in Brises, mentioned the following Brisa to Rav Nachman. The Brisa teaches us that if someone is mafresh mois for a Minchas Kenois, and when he buys the flour for the mincha, there's extra money left over, then those funds must be donated to one of the 13 shayfers in the base of Mikdash, and the money is used for the Kates Mizbeach and for Eilus Tzibar, and the bus is placed on the Mizbeach, and Oiris go to the Kayanim. Now, Meir did not explain how this is a makar for the psul of Shlei Lishmai, and Rav Nachman responded that your makar for this Brisa is valid, and the reason why the Brisa teaches us that any excess funds that are left over from Minchas Kenois are donated for an Eilus Tzibah based on Gzeir Shava between the Minchas Kenois and a Korban Chatos. And the Pasuk in Pashas Nosso, Ibn Egeir Minchas Kenois states, Behevi Ishas Ishtay El HaKoyin, Behevi Is Kabana Oleo, Asir Seifo Kemach Sa'irim, Le'itzik Le Hashem, Le'itin Le'el Vayna, Minchas Kenois Hu, Minchas Zikarin, Maskeri Savayin. And we also find the Pasuk in Pashas Shmini by the Sarah Chitzayin that was brought as a Chatos on the day of HaKomes HaMishkan. The Pasuk states, Madu Aloy Chatom Es HaChatos, since we find the Lashon Avayin by both these Pashas, we can compare the Minchas Kenois to a Korban Chatos in regard to two dinim. Number one, just like we know that Moisir's Chatos va'asham golin idvasibar and will be used for Eilus Tzibar, so too the Moisir's of the Minchas Choyte golin idvasibar. Ayin Rashi, how do we know that Moisir's Chatos are going to be donated for Nedava as Kedam B'Shili Vlad Chatos B'Mesechtas Tmura? Zu medrash darja yada koyin, that the pasuk states in Malachim Beis kesef asham v'kesef chatois lo yuva beis Hashem like koyin miyu. The pasuk doesn't seem to make any sense, as certainly a korban chatos and a korban asham has to be brought to the beis hamikdash and doesn't go directly to the koyinim, and therefore he explains that it's referring to davar bov in meisa chatos and meisa asham. One would buy from them oilois, and therefore the bus will be for Hashem, and the skins and the oilois will go to the koyinim. And really, this is based on a pasuk in Pashas Parshas Vayikra, where the pasuk states Asham Hu Asham Hasham Lashem. The Rashi and the Sefer of the pasuk associate each other, as originally it starts off that this is a regular carbon Asham, and part of the carbon Asham belongs to the Kohenim, and then the pasuk states it's Lashem, and it seems that it's Kul Lashem, and therefore we explain this is referring to Maisa Asham, which will be an Eila, and of course all of the bus of an Eila is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Eiris belong to Kohenim. Rav Nachman also explained that number two, we learn from this Zir Shava, just like the carbon chatas that is brought shalei l'shma is pasal, so too a minchas kenais that is brought shalei l'shma would be pasal as well. The Gemara continues that since we have a Zir Shava between the words avain, and if so, elame'ata, ashim yehi pasal shalei l'shma, the Gemara avain mechatas, so we should also learn a Zir Shava between a carbon asham and a carbon chatas, and since b'negei a carbon chatas, we already saw the lashon avain, and b'negei an asham, the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra, v'im nefesh ki sechta v'asa achas mikomitz Hashem, the pasuk also uses the lashon avain. We should also learn that just like a chatas that's brought shalei l'shma is pasul, a carbon asham sheshachta shalei l'shma should also be pasul. However, the Gemara responds, "Done an avain may avain, ve'in done an avain may avain." That we only have a gzeira shava between a carbon chatas and a minchas kenais, as in both cases the Torah uses the exact word of avain. However, since benegei the carbon asham, the pasuk states avainai, so therefore we can't learn an Xer Shava between the word Avainai and the word Avain. However, the Gemara continues and is still bothered with two questions, as number one, my nafgamina, v'atan v'erabishmal, v'shava kain u'ba kain, zu yeshiva zu ibiya. Number two, v'oid, ligma Avainai Avainai, me Avain dishmias hakal, d'chsev, im lo yaga v'nase Avainai. Number one, the Gemara asks that we know that Xer Shava doesn't have to be based on the exact words, and even if words have a similar meaning, we can learn Xer Shava, as we have seen many times, that we learn Xer Shava by a dinam material based on the terms v'shava koyin uba koyin, as the pasuk states in Parshas material v'shava koyin b'yayim ha'shvi v'ra'a v'hine pasa nega v'kiris habayis. Five psukim later the pasuk states uba koyin v'ra'a v'hine pasa nega b'bayis tiras ma'meris hi b'bayis tamehu. Therefore certainly we can learn exer shava from avoin and avoinoi and compare an ashram to a chatas. And the Gemara asks the second question that in addition we do find the exact term of avoinoi, and just like we find the word avoinoi by a carbon ashram, we also find the term avoinu by karm chatos, and as the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra, by the chiv of karm chatos by shmiyas hakol nefesh ki sechta v'sham kol olav hu edai ra yada im lo yaga v'nasa avoinai. Therefore, certainly we should learn a gzeir shava between a karm chatos and a karm asham, and we should learn that just like the psulok shalei l'shmai applies to a karm chatos, it would apply to a karm asham as well. And clearly, according to most tanaim and the mishnah mesechta zvachim, the psul shalei l'shmai doesn't apply to a karm asham. However, the Gemara spans Eliki Gamri Xer Shava Lemaisin Adavahu de Gamri, that it must be that we only had a Kabbalah to use the Xer Shava in order to teach us we should only compare a Mincha as well as an Asham to a Chatas, Ben Geir al Alacha, that Maisil Nudva Siba, but not Ben Geir the Psul Shalai Lishmai. In a Chanami, we would learn that the Maisis, both of a Minchas Kanais as well as the Karban Asham, are both the Nudva Siba. However, we can't use the Xer Shava to teach us that a Minchas Kanais or an Asham is Pasul if brought Shalai Lishmai. However, the Gemara is bothered and asks, "V'chitema in gzeir shavla mechza?" The lemaisa we have a cloud that in gzeir shavla mechza, and if we have a kabbalah, this is valid gzeir shava. Then we should also learn that both the carbon asham and minchas kenais are pasul of dun shalai lishmai. However, the Gemara answers, "Goli rachmani gabi chatas v'shachar isal lechatas," and we learn out isal lishmak shirish shalai lishmak psula av a kol kachim bein lishman bein shalai lishmak shirim. The Gemara explains that although certainly we have a gzeir shava, certainly we can learn that both the Moses of an Asham as well as the Moses of Minchas Kenais Golan Adava. However, the pasuk in Vayikra b'negei the kifsa of a yachid states v'samachas yada al reisha chatas v'shachar oisal lechatas b'mekayim ashi yishchad esayla. The pasuk is clearly teaching us that the psul shloi lishmai only applies by a full-fledged carbon chatas and not by an Asham or Minchas Chaytei or any other carbon. Therefore, by any other carbon, if one had kavana shloi lishmai, it would be kasha al shloi al lebaylam shem chayva. Therefore, at this point, the Gemara is back to its original question, and as the Gemara is, El Minchas Chayte, Minchas Kenais, the Psulon, Shalei Lishman, Minolan, that was the Makar, that if someone brings a Minchas Chayte, a Minchas Kenais, Shalei Lishman, that the carbon would be Pasol. And finally, the Gemara explains, Chatas Taim Mai, Mishum Dixib Bahu, Hachinami Yaksib Buhi. Finally, the Gemara explains that the Makar, that a Chatas Shinizbuchu Shalei Lishman is Pasol, because in Pashas Vayikra, Benegay, the carbon of the Nasi, Pasak states, Besamach Yoda, Reisha Soya, Vishachar Isa, Bemakaim, Ashishkar, Sa'ilol, Fnei Hashem, Chatas Hu. As the Gemara Masechet Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Yud Amud Beis brings from Rabbi Shua that the pasuk is teaching us that you must bring this carbon as a chatas and not as any other carbon. And the pasukim use a similar lashon b'negeya minchas chaytei as well as b'negeya minchas kenois. As b'negeya minchas chaytei, the pasuk states in Parshas Vayikra, the imloy sasik yadu l'shtei serim l'shtei b'nei yoyna v'heves carbon asher chatas here se'if v'seilus l'chatas l'yasim l'ashomen v'le'yitin l'alvayna ki chatas hi. In Parshas Nasa b'negeya minchas kenois, the pasuk states v'hevi ishe sishtei alakoyin v'heves carbon alah asir se'if v'kamach serim l'yitzik l'ashomen v'le'yitin l'alvayna minchas kenois hu minchas zikarim maskeres avayin. And since the pasuk uses the term of who and he, so therefore we see that you specifically have to bring these carbonis either as a minchas chaytei or as a minchas kenois respectively. Therefore we see that if you bring these carbonis shalei lishmai, then it will be pasul. However, the Gemara is still bothered, oshem nami haksiv behu, that in Pashat Tzav b'negeya carbon oshem, the pasuk also uses the term who, and as the pasuk states, v'hikta oisim akrein amizbecha ishe l'ashem oshem hu. If so, the psul shalei lishmai should also apply by a carbon oshem as well. However, the Gemara answers, ahu l'achak taris hemurim hudachsiv, k'tanya av l'oshem lo'y nemen b'yhu, al l'achak taris hemurim, v'hu atzmai shalei hukdu hemurim kashar. The only time that we can use the word who in order to teach us a psul shalei lishmai is only, for example, like by the carbon chatas, by minchas chaytei, or minchas kenais, where the psukim are discussing any of the da'al avidis of the carbon. However, as we saw, when the pasuk in Pashas Tzav mentions the word who, b'negeya carbon osham, it's discussing that taris hemurim of the osham. And since we know that if one loses the emurim of a carbon, or if the emurim become tamei, and one can't be makd to the emurim, that is not ma'akev, and the carbon is still valid, and its basa can still be eaten, so certainly if one performs haktar shalei lishmai, the carbon would not be pasal. Gemara is now bothered, elahu lamli, that since we already stated that the word who or he will always be used for a drasha, so what do we dash for the word who that the term mentioned by an asham? The Gemara explains, the charav huna amrav, the amrav huna amrav, asham shenit what is the difference if it was nitik luria or not? The Gemara explains, amakra hu bavi yasu yehei. The Gemara explains that we learn from the word who, the din of Rav Huna, that taught us the following in the name of Rav. And as we know, that in all cases, with Allah l'mesh misinai, of chamish chatois hamesis supply, so in a similar case, by a carbon asham, for example, if someone was mafresh and asham, then died, which we refer to as a asham shemesu bai lera, whereas Rashi brings in a case of an osham shenskapu ba'achar, certainly the behemoth could not be brought as a carbon osham. Instead, they would go to Bezin, and Bezin would paskin to give this behemoth to a roya and to a shepherd. Then they would give this animal to a shepherd who would pasture it until it developed a mum. They would then sell this behemoth, and the money would be used for eilus nedava. And Rav Huna taught that if the animal was already given over to a roya, and prior to developing a mum, someone took it to the base of Migdash and did shechita stam without any intent for a carbon oila. So although this animal itself was not supposed to be used as an oila, the mice already has a connection to an oila, as ultimately the damim and its value would be used as a carbon oila, and therefore the carbon would be valid. However, we are medayik that if someone would do shechita to an animal's stomach prior to his behemoth being delivered to a raya, and prior to bezdin pasling that should be giving to a raya, then it would be pasul, as the pasuk states, asham hu, and we learn b'havi yasi hey, that this animal remains an asham until it is delivered to a raya. And I in Rashi that this would not only be in a case where it would be delivered to a raya, but the same din would apply if someone who shechts it even before it was given to a raya, but he specifically stated that I'm shechting this animal as an oila. As Rashi says, the diba masal loy nitek loy masrua la raya b'shachto istam loy miskasha la oila that dayin shem asham alav o boy akir delishchte behedi l'shem oila the chol kamad loy akumine shem asham loy miskasha. And as some added into Rashi by dayin asham hu, and at that point still considered carbon asham, since this is a case of an asham shenskapu by love or an asham shemesu by love, therefore certainly it's not a valid carbon asham and it would be pasul. However, ayin rishonim who are chiluk on this point of Rashi, and even if one would actually state that I'm bringing this carbon as an oila, but it was not yet given over to a shepherd, then it would still be pasul ayin sham. And ayin Rashi mesechtes nazir who states asham shenite kugon shef rishu va'ovid v'hifresh achatachtav v'achach nimsa v'gizb v'ama yinatek then it will be kosher lizrik damar l'shem oila v'laseise kolu koila afilu l'chatkila mishum d'zer zocha v'kotchi kotchim v'zer zocha v'kotchi kotchim and d'ba'ashem v'oila lekin n'keva avos sha'a kotchi kotchim sheshacht l'shem oila as lizrik damar l'shem oila v'einon kolu koila d'ksherin hain kishacht l'shem oila el as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, and as Rashi continues, the Amakra, who Bahavi Yossi Hei, Aval Gabisha Zvachim, the Loilum Osla Sason Oila, Shafal Pisha Shacht Lusham Oila, Osla Lushanis, Velizvik Dom Lusham Oila, Kedam Masechta Zvachim, Kol Hani Lishta Velazel, Hilkle Tuchlamichta, who Bahavi Yossi Hei, Ayan Sham. Before we continue, let us go back to discuss a few points. As the Gemara originally stated, the reason why Minchas Chotei will be Pasa Shloi Lishmoi is because Chathas Kari Rachmana, and Ayin the Shitu points out, Vim Toyma Mabakach, Valoy Per Kamad Zvachim, Boyle Migma Chathas Nozim, Chathas Matsuri, Zemiza, Upar Pekul Pecha, Vloy Motzi Alf Madodi, and the Maisi Kra Bekul Lipsula, and even though all of those are certainly called the Karban Chathas, but we couldn't learn one Karban Chathas from the other, Vahachanami, I Chathas Kari Rachmana, that even if we call it a Chathas, Hey Chayafina Meidach, Ha'ikla Mifach Malachathas, Shakim Tarn Kleev, it's off. Masha'en came in a gay minka, the Ash Lema divided by Chatas Kumura, like Shayak Mill of Minakari Rachmon Chatas, the Kachman, Avu Mincha, we love Chatashma, but in a gay minka, we're not an actual Chatas, and my Kari Rachmon Chatas, so why did Turk go out of its way to call it a Chatas? Shma Mino, Little Din Chatas, the Havi Kmoy Possum Musa, or the Ash Lema, Dari Koma, Chatas Kari Rachmon, Lias, Kmoy Chatas Behema, Shitakter Bashiris, Bahik Fayafin Bizvachim, in Shum. Also, let's point out that initially the Gemara stated that the Makar and Minchas Chotei is Pasur Shloi Lishmoi is based on the fact that Torah calls it a Chatas, and then the Gemara brought a Gzeir Shava in order to teach us a Makar, Benegeya Minchas Kanais. Then after the Gemara proved that we can't learn this based on a Gzeir Shava, the Gemara then asked, Ela Minchas Chotei, Minchas Kanais, the Psul and Shloi Lishmoi Menalon, and Lachir Tzarech Bir, as even though the Gemara now needs a Makar in order to teach us that a Minchas Kanais would be possible if brought Shloi Lishmoi, however, it seemed that we already had a proper Makar in order to learn that a Minchas Chotei that is brought Shloi Lishmoi is possible, and as we stated, that Chathas Kari Rachmana, some of Farshim want to explain that in a Chinami, the Gemara really didn't need another Makar for a Minchas Chotei. However, others explain once the Gemara brought the Pasuk B'negeya Karban Chathas of the Shachat Oysel Chathas, and we learned Oysel Lishma Kshira, Shloi Lishma Psula, and we'll call Kachim Bein Lishma and Bein Shloi Lishma Ksherim, Gemara feels that every single Karban needs its own Makar in order to teach us the Psul of Shloi Lishma, even though B'negeya and Minchas Chotei, the Pasuk states, Kikachatosi, however, Lemaisa, that's not enough in order to teach us the Psul Shloi Lishmon, and therefore the Gemara asks once again, El Milchas Chotei, Milchas Kanais, the Psul Shloi Lishmon, Minolon. Finally, the Gemara just asks that we also find the words, Asham Hu, Benegea Karbin Asham, and as the Pasuk stated, Hikta Isama Karinam is Becha, Ishe Lashem, Asham Hu, and the Gemara answered, we can't learn from that word Hu, as the Pasuk is discussing Haktara, and Haktara is not Ma'akev, the only time that we use the word Hu in order to teach us the Psul Shloi Lishmon. Only if the Torah mentions the word who when discussing one of the Dalal Avodais, Ayin the Shitu is that we also find the word who b'negei and Asham prior to Shchita, as the Pasuk in Pashat Sav states, Zeis Teres HaAsham Kodesh Kedashim Hu, and the Shita answers, La Perchi, Tlaichoshev Alehecha Dechsev Asham Hu, Demashmashi Shachar L'Shem Asham. Similarly, Ayin and Tesis, Diva Maschalach HaKtaras HaMurim, Tesis brings from Rashi that the only time that who is Mashma that Shalei L'Shmoi would be Pasul is only when it states who im shem hakarbin kagoyin chatas hu asham hu. However, since this pasuk states kodesh kedashim hu, it doesn't suffice to teach us that an asham that is brought shloi lishmoi would be pasul. And finally, ayin ba'am tesis bothered that how can you say that asham shenita gluria b'shachtei stam is kasher la'ila? We have a klal that any carbon asham where if it would have been a chatas, then it would have been one of chamish chatei samesais. Then by an asham it's nita gluria. And where do we find the concept of bringing a carbon ayla? And ayin tesis dan daftal is where he brings a major chiddush from Rashi, mitech perish hakunshus mashma the loy gemuri that the loch lo mishmisina only taught us el nitik luria ba'alma. However, mishmasal roya kashal oila misham ve'elech afilu hu ba'atzmai the shuv ein shem asham alav. And Taisa states that this was all part of the loch lo mishmisina, but zok Taisa the tema gadol hu loy mekain ayin shem. And the Gemara now continues that although our Mishnah seems to state that the only menachos that apostle brought shalei lishman are the minchas chotei and minchas kanois, however, Rav will add another case where Mincha Shekmatza Shalei Lishma is Pasol, and as the Gemara continues, Amarav, Mincha Sa'imeh Shekmatza Shalei Lishma Psula, Ho'ilu Bas Lahatev Lo Yetira, V'chin Ata Imeh Basham Nazir, and we continue on Daf Dalar on the Beis, Basham Metzera, Sheshachtin Shalei Lishma and Psulin, similarly, Ho'ilu Boi Lahachshev V'lo Yechshiru, and Rav teaches us that if one brings a Mincha Sa'imeh Shalei Lishma, and as we know, the Mincha Sa'imeh is brought on Tezayin Nisan, then it would be Pasol, and you couldn't continue performing its Avodais, and the Kohen would not not be able to eat a tshrayim, and the only way Chodesh would be mutar is if they would now bring a new carbon oimer. And Rav explains that since the whole purpose of Te'eles of bringing a carbon oimer is to be mata Chodesh b'achila lehedid, and certainly since it was brought shalei lishmai, so it would not be a valid machsher, therefore we mevatel the entire purpose of this carbon, and therefore the mincha would be completely pasul, and the same din would apply by an asham nazir or asham mitzrayer that it brought shalei lishmai, and they would also be completely pasul. Similarly, since the asham nazir was one of the kabanois that nazir who became tamei meis has to bring in order to restart his nazirus after he became tar, and as Rashi at the bottom of the Amid states, asham nazir tamei may be asham lahachshel minyan nazirus tayra lechsev his lashem is mei nizrei vehevi kevus ben shnasi laasham vayom rishayim yiplu ki tamei nizrei. Similarly, since an asham materia is one of the kabanois that a materia has to bring during the tayra process, and as Rashi in Masechta Zevachim explains that this carbon is brought after 7 days and allows the material to eat kachim and enter machna shchina, while Rashi in Asugya states asham materia bolach shira lover b'machna, and the sheet who is bothered that's mashma from Rashi that's machna material to come into machna Yisrael, and certainly it is not true as the material is already let back into the machna Yisrael right after the beginning of that process which began on day number one and b'tzarach biyar. However, we could explain that Rashi means bolach shira lover b'machna, meaning machna shchina, but in any case, once one brings either carbon shalei l'shmai, so will not be able to effectuate its ikar purpose and will not be machshir in nazir or material. Therefore, Rav teaches us that if any of these carbonis have brought shalei l'shmai, that these carbonis would be pasul as well. And keep in mind that on daf heyom and aleph and daf heyom and beis, the Gemara will bring the shitais of Rish Lakish and Rava will be chaylik on this din of Rav, but for the rest of our amid, the Gemara will discuss this din of Rav. The Gemara continues and asks a question on Rav from our Mishnah, as tnan kol menachri shenikmetu shalei l'shmai ksheirais el shalei ol l'bayl mushim chayva chutz m'minchas chayta m'minchas kanois v'im isa listening nami chutz m'minchas ha'imer. Since we just learned in our Mishnah that there are only two cases of menachri shenikmetu shalei l'shmai that are pasul, which of course were m'minchas chayta and m'minchas kanois, and the Mishnah did not mention that m'minchas ha'imer shenikmetu shalei l'shmai is pasul, and if you Rav, why would the Mishnah not mention this case as well? The Gemara will now bring three different reasons why our Mishnah doesn't list the m'minchas ha'imer. The Gemara responds, number one, kiktani ba yachid ba tzibu leik tani, and number two, kiktani ba b'glal atzma ba b'glal zevach leik tani, and number three, kiktani hanach shen kavul en zman had the kavul en zman leik tani, and number one, the Mishnah is only discussing those menachos that are brought by a yachid, and therefore doesn't mention the mincha sa'imer, which is brought by the tzibur, and number two, the Mishnah only discusses a mincha that's brought alone and isn't connected to any other carbon, and therefore did not discuss the mincha sa'imer, which is brought together with a keves lo'ila, as the pasuk in Pashas Emor states, v'asisim b'yoyim anifcham esha'imer keves tamim ben shnasi lo'ila l'ashem. Finally, number three, our Mishnah only discusses those menachos that can be brought at any time, and therefore our Mishnah doesn't discuss the mincha sa'imer, which is specifically brought on Tazai Nisan. Gemara now continues to discuss the next din of Rav, and the Gemara will ask a question on Rav from the first Mishnah in Masechta Zevachim. And as the Gemara continues, our Mamar that we previously saw that Rav taught us, v'chein ato ime ba'asham nazir v'asham etzeria sheshachten shlo l'shman psulin ha'ilu ba'u l'hachshe b'leich shirai. The Gemara now asks a similar question, and the Gemara's question will be from the first Mishnah in Masechta Zevachim. Tzan, as we learned in the Mishnah, kol zvachim sheshachten shlo l'shman kshirin el shlo olu l'balim shum chayva chutz mi'pesach v'chatos v'im isa listening nami chutz me'asham nazir v'asham etzeria to ba'u l'hachshe b'leich shirai. As we already mentioned that the Mishnah in Masechta Zevachim taught us that all karbonis that are brought shlo l'shman akasha el shlo olu l'balim shum chayva, and there were only two exceptions, which was the korban pesach and the korban chatos. And l'chayra, according to Rav, why didn't the Mishnah also list the asham nazir v'asham metzeria that if someone brings them shalei l'shma, it would be pasul, and the kohen could not continue doing the avodos, and he would not be able to eat from these kabanos. The Gemara responds, kiven the ik asham gzeilus v'asham meilus the chapara asu lo psikalei. The reason why the Mishnah Masechta Zevachim did not list these two exceptions is not because they're not exceptions, as certainly Rav is correct, as if one would bring these kabanos shalei l'shma, they would be pasul. However, since Rav's din does not apply to the asham gzeilus and asham meilus, as the requirement to bring these kabanos is for kapara and not lahachshir, and therefore if someone would actually bring them shalei l'shma, the carbon would still be kosher el shalei olu l'bayim shum chayva. Since there are some ashamais which are kosher el shalei olu l'bayim shum chayva, and there are some ashamais which are pasul, as Rav stated by the asham nazir and asham mitzira, so the Tana did not want to confuse us, and therefore did not mention this chiluk between ashamais, and therefore the Tana just spoke about the exception of the carbon pesach and Karmel Chatos, although in a Chanami, there would be another two exceptions, and as Rav taught us, that if someone will bring Rasham Nazir and Rasham Mitzera, Shalei Lishman, then it would be Pasul Lagamri. Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rav. We just stated that according to Rav, there would be a differential between various types of Hashamais as to the din of Shalei Lishma. If someone will bring an Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzera, Shalei Lishma, then the Karmel would be Pasul. However, if someone will bring Hashem Gzeilus and Hashem Ilish Shalei Lishma, then the Karmel would be Kasha, El Shalei Olu Balam Shem Chayva. The Gemara now asks, Meishna Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzera, Bo Lahachshav Leich Shiru, Hani Nami Bo Lachapara Vole Kipru. The Lachayr, just like Rav stated, that since an Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzera are coming to be Machshav someone, once someone had Kavan Shalei Lishma, and therefore you won't be able to accomplish your Matara, so therefore the Karmel is Pasul. If so, the same Svarah should apply to Hashem Gzeilus and Hashem Ilois. Once one had Kavanah Shalei Lishma, and the Karmel would not be Olul Bailam Shem Chayva, and he won't receive that Kapara, so then certainly you wouldn't accomplish your Matara, and if so, the Karmel should also be Pasul. The Gemara continues and explains, Amar B'yemiyah Mitzino Shechila Kakasa Be Mechaprin Be Machshirin Mechaprin Ispu Dasu Lachemisa Machshirin Lespu Dasu Lachemisa. Since we find that there is a Chilk between Kabanis that are coming to be Machshir someone and a Karmel that is coming to be Mechaprin on someone, as we'll see that there is a case where there's a carbon that's coming to be mechapa on someone, even after that person dies, that carbon could still be brought lachamisa. We don't find such a din, but again, machshirin, and by all carbonists that are coming to be machshir someone, once the person dies, you can't bring that carbon any longer. Since we find a chumra, but again, machshirin, therefore we also apply a chumra, but again, kabon shalei lishma, but again, those carbonists that are machshirin, and once someone had kabon shalei lishma by a carbon that's a machshir, then the carbon would be Pasul. However, by a carbon which is coming lechaper, since we find a kula that it could be a carbon that is coming lechaper, that it can even be brought lachamisa, even though the bailim do not receive a kapara at that point. So therefore, we could also say that even if someone had kavan shalei lishma, although at this point the matara of the carbon will not be applicable as the person will not receive kapara, bevade the carbon will not be all bailim shem chayva. However, even so, the carbon will still be kosher, and we will not pasul this carbon. And as Rabbi Yemei continues to bring a raya to this yisoid, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Kinin, as we know, the Psukim Pash Tazria teach us, if the woman gives birth and she goes through a Yemei Tumah v'Yemei Taira, then she has to bring Kabanais, and she brings a Kevis La'ila, as well as the Taro or Ben Yaino L'chatas. If she is a Dal and she's poor, then she brings two Tairim or two Bnei Yaino, Echad L'chatas v'Echad La'ila. And let's keep in mind that generally the halacha is that when someone has a Chatas and La'ila to bring, then they bring their chatas first and then the oila. Also keep in mind that generally when someone brings a carbon chatas, the chatas serves as the kapara, and therefore would seem that the chatas over here would be the kapara and the oila would be the machsher. However, Zok Rashi, that the opposite is true, but negate the carbonus of a yoledes, and the chatas is considered the machsher as it's machsher the yoledes to be able to eat kachim. Therefore, as Rashi says, and since a chatas is considered the machsher, then her oila must be lechaper. As the Pasuk states in Pashas Tazria, Vim Loisim Siyoda De Sev, Lachash De Seir, Meshne Bnei Yoida, Echela Ilo Vechela Chatas, Vechipa Lea Koyim Vitahira. The Mishnah Mesechlis Kinan teaches us, Heisha Shavia Chatasu Mesa, Yavu Yarshin Elasa, that if a woman brought a Chatas, which is the Machsher, and then she died, then a Yarshim could still bring the Ilo and could still bring the Mechaper. However, the Mishnah continues, Elasu Mesa, Lo Yavu Yarshin Chatasa, even though certainly a Yledis should bring a carbon Chatas first and then a Ilo, but the Evid, if she brought a carbon oila first, which is the mechaper, and then she dies, and the Yorshim cannot bring her carbon chatos, which is the machsher. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yemi's Rai is Alma mechaprin karvi machshirin le karvi. So we see that a mechaper could be brought lachemisa, however, a machsher cannot be brought lachemisa, and hachinami mechaper mishle lishmon kshirin lachrib v'loy alu, a machshirin psulun lagamri. And we see there's a chumun by machshirin. Therefore, Rav holds that if someone had kabbana shle lishmon by a machsher, and for example, by Hashem Nozin, Hashem Mitzera, so therefore the carbon would be pasul. Before we continue, let us mention that although we mentioned this bepshitas, that even though a woman should really bring a carbon chatas and then an oila, but if she brought an oila first, it would be kosher b'di'eved. However, Ayin and Taisa Dira Maschal Hachigasinim B'Teres Kainim, Taisa brings a Gemara Mesechus Psachim that Zebnei Av, Shekola Chatais, Koid Meis Lo'ila, and Fidu Chatas Oiv, Koidum Lo'ilus Behima, Behainu Yoledesh, and Mavia Chatas Oiv, and Lo'ilus Behima. It's mashmur that aside for a case of Oilus Mitzera, that this would be Ma'akev, even B'di'eved. However, Ayin Tesis, where he brings the territory of Rabbeinu Chaim, to who had din ba'alma. In reality, if someone brings an oila prior to chatas, then it's kosher b'diavad. Had to buy a krob material mishum d'chsib be'habaya, as the pasuk states, zayis tia b'aviyasa yehei, the mashmi kuva. Therefore, we needed a pasuk specifically b'negei material that b'diavad would still be valid. Ayin sham. And also, let us see the first narrow line of Rashi at the top of the amid, where Rashi states le'aviyu yarshin chatasa, and the reason is the zu achas mechamish chatayis hamesayis chatas shemesu balea. Since the letters died before she brought her chatas, therefore, based on Allah Lamesh Mesinai, her Yorshin can't bring her carbon chatas. And Achrin, how bothered, the Lachira, how could the Gemara state that we see from here that a Mashah cannot be brought, Lachamisa, as over here, the reason why this carbon cannot be brought is not because it's a Mashah, but because it's a carbon chatas, and we have Allah Lamesh Mesinai, that a chatas Shemesu Balea cannot be brought, Lachamisa. Because of this question, the Chazan Ish and the Brisker have explained that our Gemara is not coming to bring a raya, the machshir cannot be brought lachemisa. Rabbi Yirmiyah is only trying to be a raya that we find that a mechaper can be brought lachemisa. Ayin sham. Gemara now continues. Maskvel Rabbi Yehuda b'Rita Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, asked the following question on Rabbi Yirmiyah: as how can you say that there's a chiluk between machshir and mechaperim, and you stated that mechaperim can be brought lachemisa, and we never find a machshir that's brought lachemisa, but machshir nami mi lasbu das lachemisa, but we also find a case of machshirin where it can be brought lachemisa, but tnan, and as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, hamafish meisel zerusa ilay nanav lay meilin mipnei shuruyin lavei kulin shlabim. This Mishnah is discussing the case of a nazir that was tar that finished his days of naziris. He is now obligated to bring three karbanos, as he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatas, a carbon oila, and a carbon shlabim. The Mishnah teaches us that if a nazir was mafrish money in order to buy his karbanos for his naziris, so it is an issa to have enough from this money midrabanan. However, if he actually has enough from this money, he would not be oivan to issa me'ila midraisa, since on every pruta that he would have enough from, it's possible that that would have been for his carbon shlomim. And of course, since a carbon shlomim is kachim kalim, so there is no din of me'ila on kachim kalim, as kachim kalim is mam and bailim. And as Rashi states, lo yinen midrabanan mipnei demei oila v'chatash behen, wav v'loi moilim pnei shru'in lovei l'shlomim, hoiv lo hifrish eilu l'chatash v'eilu l'shlomim, v'shlomim ein behem me'ila d'lav kach Hashem ninu el mam and bailim, el be'imurim l'achaz v'ikaz domim. And the only time that there's a din me'ila by a karmim shlomim is only on their murim after z'rikas domim. And keep in mind that's mashma from Rashi that the reason why there's no din me'ila because we could always be taila that any hanah he had from any of these prutais were on a pruta that would be used for a karmim shlomim. And l'chayil if he Rashi would be mashma that if he would actually use all of the coins then he would be oivan me'ila midraisa. But by ayin and tesis and mesechtes nazir and mesechtes me'ila that he explained that since it's possible for the person to actually use all this money for his carbon shlomim, he will then take new money and buy his carbon oil and his carbon chatas. Therefore, there will never be a din of me'ila on this money. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rita Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi's raya against Rabbi Yirmiyah is not from this din, but it's from the continuation of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, "Mes v'hilei ma'istumin." If the nazir died and he had money set aside for his kabanos, did not yet specify which money is for his shlomim, which is for his oil, and which is for his chatas. The Mishnah teaches us yiplu and dava that all the money must be given to the Beis HaMikdash as an adavar, and they would be placed in the Shofaris in the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring the Eilat Tzibar. As Rashi states, Alochi bin Nazir l'meish mesinai, that this is actually Halach l'meish mesinai. However, Mufurashin, if the Nazir died and he has money that was specifically set aside, and we know which money was for the Karban Chatas, which for the Eilat, and which for the Shlomim, then Dmei Chatas, Yelach Yamimach, Loi Nenav Loi Moilin, certainly the Dmei Chatas is considered money for Chatas Shemesu Balea, and since if we'd have a Karban Chatas Shemesu Balea, there's Allah Lameshim Sinai, Delamisa Azla, therefore this money has to be destroyed and you have to throw into the Yam Melech. Since certainly this money will never be able to be used as a carbon chatas, therefore the Issa Me'ila Midraisa doesn't apply. However, Midrabanan, there's an Issa to have enough from this money. And as Rashi states, Loinen Midrabanan, Vlay Moilin, the Ambishmaitza Kamaisa Me'ila, Chatoisa Mesa is Umois Hahuchus Yam Melech, a Moilin Ben, Le'ibur Kaime, Vlav Kachigavayaninu. The Mishnah continued, Dmei Oilu Yavi Ben Oilu, from the money that was set aside for a carbon oila, so the yarshin of the nazir that died can now bring a regular carbon oila, and therefore meilim ben as lemaisa this kedushas oila on this money, and therefore if someone has enough in the money, they would definitely be oivan issa me'ila midraisa. Finally, dmei shlomim yovi ben shlomim v'nechol niyem echad ve'in tun lechem. In regard to the money that the nazir set aside for his carbon shlomim prior to his death, now that he died, his yarshin will have to bring a carbon shlomim, and even even though generally if someone brings a shalmi nedava, that's nechon l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. However, since this original carbon was a shalmi nazer and it was only able to be eaten for one day and one night, therefore the same din applies to the shlamim, and the yarshim would only be able to eat it for one day and one night. And the Mishnah also teaches us that although generally when a nazir brings a shlamim, he has to bring lechem together with the shlamim. However, since those lechem require tnufa and the nazir is no longer alive, therefore when the yarshim bring this carbon shlamim, they would not bring lechem. And certainly since they are not the nazir, therefore they would not be able to do tnufa. And Rashi just points out that the Gemara did not speak about the din of asham, and even though we mentioned asham nazir previously, as asham nazir is only a carbon that's brought when the nazir became tamei meis, and after he becomes tar, he'll bring an asham nazir in order to restart his nazir's period. Now that the Gemara quoted the entire Mishnah, so the Gemara goes back to its original point, and Rabbi Huda Rabbi Rav Shimon ben Pazi asks a question of Rabbi Yemir, as va'oilu shlamin din nazir machshir ninu v'kasu lachemisa, that how could Rabbi Yemir state that we never find a carbon that's a machshir that's going to be butter to bring after Misa, if we do find a machshir that's brought lachemisa, as we just clearly saw in this Mishnah, that the oil and the shlamim of a nazir can be brought even after the death of the nazir, even though they are machshir and nazir to be able to start drinking wine again. If so, how could Rabbi Yemir state machshir and lesbu da'asu lachemisa, the machshir and avachumra, it never could be brought lachemisa? The Gemara answers, Amra Papa, hachi ka'am Rabbi Yemir, the inachinami Rabbi Yemir did not mean to discuss the case of a nazir. Rabbi Yemir really meant to say that lo mitzinu hechshakavua de bola achemisa. We never find where the Torah gave us one way to be able to machshir someone. And for example, like by the case of the Hashem Nazir, the Hashem Mitzera, the Torah would allow someone to bring that carbon after Misa. However, the Nazir hechshir she'en kavuahu, carbon oila and the carbon shlam of a Nazir is not a hechshir kavua. This is not the only way to be machshir a Nazir to drink wine. We continue on daf heyom and aleph, and as our Papa states, the Amamar, gilech alecha mishloshin yotza, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Nazir, although the Chatchila Nazir is supposed to bring a carbon chatos and then a carbon oila and then a carbon shlamim and then afterwards cut his hair, also burn his hair, the fire that is underneath the pot that's cooking the carbon shlamim. However, b'di'eved, if the nazir actually cut his hair after he was makriv only his oila or after he was makriv only his chatos, then he'll still be yotzes chiyav taglachas. He will already be able to drink wine and be metamel mesim even prior to bringing his carbon shlamim. Therefore, although it's true that the carbon oila and carbon shlamim are generally a machshir for the nazir, however, since it's not always the case, therefore we find a kula that if a nazir dies prior to bringing his oilu or shlamim, that his yorshim can bring his carbon oilu or carbon shlamim. In Rashi at the top of the Amid, diva maschal alachas mishloshton afilu al chatos, and even if he only brought his carbon chatos, he would still be mutter to drink wine and to be metamel mesim. Dichsiv, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, behinif oisim akoyin tufa lufnei Hashem kodesh ulakoyin al chazeyat tufa val shoy kachuma va'acha yishte nazir yayin. As the Gemara learns in Masechtas Nazir, acha maisi yichidi, that even if you do one maisa, that will suffice for him to drink wine. Some add in, Abel Hashem Nazir kavuahu de in shum dove machshav baylim am loy karva osham. The same hold true, but in Gei Hashem Etzera, as we previously explained, although up until this point of the Gemara did not shlug up the Shita of Rav, but the Gemara now continues, Meisvei, let's ask a question on Rav from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Hashem Etzera shenishchat shalei lishmoi, and if one shechs at Hashem Etzera shalei lishmoi, oy shalei nita midomei al gabi behinais, or he doesn't place the dam of the Metzera on top of the behinais of the Metzera, reiz the oil gabi mizbech v'toyin nesachim, so although it's still going to be kosher, and you could still bring it up on the mizbech, and it still will require nesachim, however, v'tzarech asham achalach shirai, there would still be a requirement for the Metzera to bring another asham, and we see that the din is that asham Metzera that is brought shalei lishma is kosher, el shalei olu l'baylam shum chayva, and tiyufta the rav, and this is tiyufta the rav. Keep in mind that once we have a tiyufta on rav in regard to the asham Metzera, and we see that the concept of hoil v'bolach shivolei hichsher is not a reason to completely pass a carbon that is brought shalei lishmai, so this is also a tiyufta on rav in regard to the other two cases of rav, but again asham nazir, as well as minchas oimer, even if one would bring these kabanai shalei lishmai, it would not completely pass these kabanais, and I entices the masal tiyufta, have a matzal meim, a rav tana upolik, could come become a duchte, that really the Gemara could have responded that rav is a tana, and he could be choylik, and therefore there's no question from this braisa. I entices, and we will stop over here.